Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this 14th of April, 2023. It is 10:32 on the clock, and you have your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by right now by our friends from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We have with us Meredith Kleckler, Executive Director over there. Good morning, Meredith.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thanks. It's good to see you, too.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. It's a gorgeous day outside. And
you picked a good day to come in. We picked a nice day to come in. And you brought a new friend with. We have Nathan Plim. Is it Plim?
Yes.
It is Plim. Yeah. Mark that down, Pam. I got a last name right. Nathan Plim is with us. He is a new marketing sales manager at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. How are you doing, Nathan?
Doing very well. Yeah. Good. It's, like you said, it's a great day, and I'm really happy to be here.
With it being your first day here and everything, we have to do this to you. I want to get a little of your origin story. Can you tell us a little about yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm originally from Peshtigo, Wisconsin, 40 minutes north of Green Bay, for those unfamiliar.
Okay.
Yep. And I recently graduated from the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point last May.
Nice.
After that, I interned with the Stevens Point Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and that's how I was connected with Meredith at the end of the summer and got my first full-time position. So I'm really excited. It's been a really great couple of months. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
First, go Pointers. My daughter's a Pointer. Right on. We get to have this happen every once in a while where we talk to somebody in state who is getting a job right out of school in state. What does it mean for you to be able to do this job and not have to travel, you know, move to another state or anything like that, being able to do this in your home roots?
Yeah, honestly, my after college transition was really seamless. It worked out really well for me to intern at the Stevens Point Visitors Bureau because it was a perfect connection. And so I'm unlike some of my peers in the sense that it was very smooth process, got a job right away. And some of my colleagues and, like I said, peers are still searching. You know, they're looking for out-of-state things. Mm-hmm. But mine was a really good experience.
I appreciate that breakdown, too, especially for anybody out there listening that is looking at a similar path or anything like that. I think there's some notes in there for them.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Meredith, I thought one of the things that would be really good to do today is kind of getting into a bit of the background, why tourism matters to our area, who the Visit Bureau is. One of the things that you guys do that I think is really cool here in Morning Magazine is oftentimes you could use this half an hour to have this segment and do these promotions, but instead you give that half an hour to a boxing team something in town, helping highlight other events, other things. We don't have a ton of people that do that kind of stuff, and I admire that so much. I really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I mean, we don't work in a vacuum, right? We're all in this together. So we really benefit from all the local organizations and stakeholder groups, and they're really what make Wisconsin Rapids area a place people want to visit.
Yeah.
So we value them, and we appreciate that you welcome them onto WFHR.
We understand, and I talk with Mayor Blazer once a month, and whether it is talking with him or talking with Stevens Point Mayor, any of the local areas here, one of the bigger things is keeping your population numbers the same and not dipping. A lot of people, of course, everybody would like to add to that, but nowadays it's so much we got to hang on to what we have. Rapids, unlike some of the surrounding areas, has seen some influx of recent activity and everything. I don't think it's a coincidence that there's also, you throw a rock and there's something to do around here.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's plenty of action. There's plenty of things going on. I can mention the Y. I can mention the River Kings, the rafters. We've got water parks. There's all these different things going on. The purpose of all these things and stuff, it's not just so that we have shiny things to look at or that we have things to play on and all that stuff and everything. That's all well and good, but the actual like we say that these things help our economy. And we just kind of end there. What's the depth of that?
Right now in the state of Wisconsin, tourism is the fourth largest industry in the state. It was third before the pandemic, and healthcare, understandably, rose above. But it makes a huge difference. The amount of income that it bring that comes into the state literally affects every other type of industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts with a visit, right? Whether you want to build a home or go on vacation or you're just driving through and need gas or you're looking to open a business, it all starts with a visit. And we have the privilege of promoting all the great things in this area to try to get people to come here.
Yeah, I've always thought you guys have a really good gig. Like, it's a nice job. I got one myself, so I know what it's like. But it is a fun thing to be able to do. I think most people want to take pride in their hometown or pride in where they're living or something. It's another to be able to kind of do that. And part of your job is not only doing that, but encouraging others to do it and giving them reasons to. One of the things that I think is really nicely done in this town, and a lot of areas do this, I don't want to make it sound like just Rapids, but I've never been a fan of forced pride or forced things. I love that it is there for you, and it's right there for you to pick up and take on that pride and take on that joy of this in your area or that in your area. I think that's very well done. What is, not to say there's a mission statement, but what is your guys' goal at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau?
Ooh, that's a great question that we like. And Nathan can jump in at any time here. But our mission is to promote and develop the Wisconsin Rapids area as a business and leisure destination that results in economic prosperity and a recognition of our quality of place. This is an awesome place to be. We want everybody to know about it.
Yeah.
So whether people want to come and do recreation, we have amazing outdoor recreation, both on the water. Mm-hmm. We have some events that are not like anywhere else. The Wisconsin State Water Ski Show mm-hmm. is not like anything else. And it was the largest show in the world when mm-hmm. we had worlds. So and that's unique and that yeah. makes us special.
Mm.
From great sports teams, the Rapids Area Sports Complex is bringing in lots of new energy and
I didn't
people.
Even mention the sports mm-hmm. complex.
and we have great trails along the river.
Yeah.
And then great things to do. You can stop and, you know, try a new brew, you can get lunch. There's just great things to do, and we have an amazing arts and music kind of scene that's bubbling up.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Southwood County Historic Museum is now open year-round,
yeah.
and they're bringing in traveling exhibits that are really interesting.
I'm so glad you mentioned the museum. I like to mention them any chance we get. That is just a wonderful gem just sitting there in town here, and it's been there for so long doing such good work. If you get a chance, summer's the perfect time to go there. It's not a bad time, but summer's such a great time to go there. Mm-hmm. Grab the kids and check it out and learn some history. You never know what kind of pride they get from those sorts of things. I'm glad you mentioned that. It's a good one.
I'm so sorry, but it's free.
Yeah,
a lot of our museums, a lot of our things are free. There's no charge. So we are a really affordable place for families and for people to come and explore.
Meredith is the best. She's been doing this a while. Nathan, you're new to this. You're coming into things. What for you is the statement, the goals for the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau?
Yeah, not to reiterate what Meredith said, but basically... Okay. What we do is we try to promote the area as a place for everybody. Like Meredith said, we have a very rich arts, culture, and history scene. There's sports, there's outdoor recreation, there's great local flavor. All these different elements and the affordability as well really play into making this a great place to be. And so we do our best to promote that. And, you know, one thing that I like to point out about Wisconsin Rapids area is that we have all these great amenities. And while we may not be a destination like Milwaukee or Madison with all these, like you mentioned earlier, big shiny things to look at, we do have something for everybody. And that's my goal, is to make people aware of that.
Yeah. I'm very, very proud of where I'm originally from and all that. I think there's everybody should be. But moving here and living here, the second act of my life, kind of, it's the perfect place for me now, this version of me, this me and all those things. And when my family first moved here, Rapids seemed like such a great city. It had all these, as Meredith was touching on, the trails, the parks, you got the lakes around here and everything. Heard really good things about the school system, all of that. But when we first moved here, there were no rafters, there were no River Kings, there were no water parks or anything like that, and we still felt that way. Now, when I was talking with my mom and dad about this, and they've been in their house for like 20 years now or something like that, and we're talking about when we first got here to now, how much this town has grown. grown, all the things that have come up. Mention the sports complex. I mean, there's so many things going. There's so much stuff that I'm forgetting things, and it's my job to know these things. but it's just so much. It's not to say that we can't do more, or we can't, you know, tinker with things and improve them or anything like that. But one of the things that I enjoy about what I get to do, whether it's radio or acting, there's this thing I tell my students all the time of chasing the perfect show. There is no such thing as a perfect show. You do live theater, there's something's going to go wrong or something's going to mess up. But the chase of it is part of what keeps you motivated, keeps you doing good work. With what you guys do, things are the way they are and stuff, and you could almost be like, well, okay, I think things are good. But with a job like yours, you're always looking to improve. You're always looking for ways to add to the to our community. It seems like a fun part of the job. Is it or is it frustrating? Because seems like it'd be a fun part of it to me.
Our job is different every single day.
Yeah.
And that makes it awesome. It's sometimes challenging, but it also makes it awesome and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would agree. Meredith and I are both very good multitaskers. Mm. And that's one of my favorite things about it. Like Meredith said, is nothing is ever the same. Yeah. It's always making a new connection. It's always working on a new project, finding new ways to promote the area. It's really exciting, and you definitely don't get bored working in tourism. That's for sure.
We're speaking with Meredith and Nathan from the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. We are going to take a quick commercial break, come back, have some more conversation on the Morning Magazine here at WFHR. Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everyone. Thanks a lot to Jennifer and our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, especially when they give us forecasts like that. That sounds really nice. In this beautiful weather, well, look who we have in to Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, a bunch of people that give you ideas to take advantage of this weather. How perfect is that? Great job scheduling, Pam. Nice job, Pam. I want to talk about a couple of things more with you guys before we let you go, but let's start off with who you are and what you guys are doing. We talked about the mission statement sort of the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau. Now how are you putting that into action?
So we're the destination marketing organization or the tourism entity in the area. And so what we do is we work to bring groups, conventions and meetings, sports tournaments, leisure travelers, business travelers. We work to bring people to the area that the area benefits from economically. So we're a not-for-profit organization, and we're unique in that we're funded by the people that use our services. We're funded partially by room taxes. So when someone comes and stays in a lodging property, they pay a tax that goes to the municipality, and the city keeps a portion and then gives us a nice portion as well. And that's how we're funded. So there's no fee. If a group in town has an event and they want to put it on our calendar, they can just go and put it up on our website calendar. We encourage that. Or, you know, a sports team wants to bring somebody in and they need to know how to do a request for proposal, or they need help with something. We're here to be that resource. So we're here for the people in our community, but our goal is focusing on bringing people from the outside in.
Transparency is so important nowadays, and that breakdown may not seem like much, but I guarantee the audience appreciated that. That is a really cool breakdown. I don't know if we've ever gotten to get into that before, Meredith, but that is really interesting to hear. And I think, I already thought the work that you guys are doing was impressive and awesome, but hearing how you get the funds to do that too, that makes it even cooler to me, and so much more connected than I even realized as far as with the community and the community's action and the community's wants and needs. That is very unique. That is really cool, the way that happens. I was rambling earlier about different locations and different new fun things that we have here in town, and so much so that I can't believe I didn't mention the sports complex. So yeah, I'm a sports guy. That should have been the first thing I mentioned. I was talking about all those things, and I was kind of doing that a bit to lead into later in the conversation. There's all that stuff, and then there's these events. We have so many great local events. You touched on one with the water ski show tournament that we look forward to every summer. I know there are other great events coming up. Let's touch on some of those if you guys don't mind. I happen to know one in particular that I think we have to touch on legally. I don't think we can end the interview without talking about the Cherry Blossom Festival.
That's right, yeah.
And if that's where you want to start, that's cool. But yeah. I know that there's a lot of things coming up.
So the Cranberry Blossom Festival every year celebrates all the great blossoming things in our community. So the and it it ties nicely with the blossom season for our cranberry marshes, which is a big part of our agricultural heritage here. So, but we have lots of great things that are happening in our community, and that festival changes every year. There's new events. The event coordinators host their own event and benefit from their own event. But the Cranberry Blossom Festival Board coordinates it, makes sure that things aren't competing with each other, that there's a lot of fun things to do. And then our part as the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is to promote and market it. So we work really hard to get people from all over the state to come and enjoy. And it's fun.
It's one of our favorite things to do around here, Nathan. I don't think you've gotten experience yet, it seems like. But have you?
Not yet.
I didn't think so. Okay, you're going to love this. This is so much fun. You have the whole town coming out and participating in this in some way or another, some events more, you know, in this event. And it is a wonderful one. It's also a great way, what you touched on there, Meredith, of bringing in other businesses from outside of town into this event. It's such a popular one. It is state popular. Like, it's not, you go a couple of towns over and they know what this is. Like, that's pretty interesting. And also speaks to the legacy, the history of the event, of how long it's been going. How long has this been going
on? I want to say 15 years.
I thought so, As I remember when it started, and I remember, like, it's one of those ideas you hear and you're like, oh, why weren't we always doing this? Like, this is awesome. This is a really good idea. It helps us promote the area. It helps us celebrate the area, certainly. And it's also one of those things that I talk to people that when they talk about it, it's kind of one of those signs of summer. It's one of those signs of, like, better day, better weather, that kind of thing, which we always look forward to in Wisconsin. That's never a bad thing. You mentioned that the event grows every year or, you know, things change here and there. Are there any things coming up this year that we can tell the audience about that they might mind interest in?
I would watch for a larger carnival.
Okay.
And a potential music group, tribute music group that's coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, I would watch for that on Saturday night. There'll be lots of the traditional things. You know, the Lioness do a great job with the Berry Fest raffle. That's happening again. I believe that the Chamber is doing the Dairy Berry Breakfast and the parade and the Arts, Crafts, and Cranberries Fair. There's lots of new things. We have Historic Point Bass is going to be out at the Grand Rapids Lions Club as part of the carnival, doing some reenactments, some shows. That's new and that'll be fun.
Yeah, so great idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, love our friends. They join us once a month at least, and love talking with those guys. That is a really good idea. I like that. All right. This is what I was getting at before. It would be so easy to kind of just sit back and be like, well, things are running themselves. The Cranberry Blossom Fest has been going on for 15 years. It'll be just, you know, once you cross your, you know, T's and dot your I's and all that, everything kind of, but no, tinkering and seeing what can we make things better? What more can we give the community? Mm-hmm. I admire that so much. And I don't think we see it, or don't think we get a chance to appreciate it very often. We're usually just in these events and we're so close to them. We're just enjoying ourselves and everything. But man, that is really cool. That is a great one. When it comes to events, you touched on something earlier, Meredith, that I thought was really cool, too, is, you know, getting your events on your guys' webpage. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, that is many people, that is how they are getting their information. That is how they are checking to see what is coming up, especially for people that might be new to the area. That's, I imagine, if not the first website, one of the first websites they're going to go to. When it comes to getting your events on that calendar, when it comes to the events that are on that calendar, what should people know about that?
That literally you just go to visitwisrapids.com and you go to the events and the calendar feature pops up and it there's a little button that says submit event and it walks you through the process. Mm-hmm. And one of the really nice things about it is if let's say you have a venue or a location, it will remember all of those details in the future for the next time when you go in. So it gets faster every time you do it.
That is really cool.
And the only criteria is that the event needs to be open to the public and in our general area.
Right.
We welcome people putting things on the calendar. And if they're not comfortable putting them on the calendar, if they just contact us, we'll do it for them.
That's a great note.
Yeah, and the more events that we know about, the more that we can promote. You know, we are very active on social media, and we base a lot of it around our events calendar. And so when those events are posted, then we're able to help promote the businesses and the organizations.
When it comes to some of these events coming up, you know, the Cranberry Blossom Fest, some of these, Meredith, I always am curious of how the planning that goes into them and how long that takes. I imagine with something like the Cherry Blossom Festival, you've been planning it since the last one ended, like the day the last one ends, you pick up on and for the next one.
Yeah, Cranberry Blossom Festival ends in June, and then usually there's a wrap up in the fall, and then planning for the new one starts usually in January. So, there's a couple months.
You get a little bit of a breather, but not like you're not doing other things during that time, of course. But with that one, are there other things you guys are working on, or other organizations or things you're looking to bring into town that we might want to touch on with the audience?
Legion Baseball has a tournament coming up this summer, and the Dairyland Amateur Adult Baseball League also has a tournament coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. So those will be awesome. Of course, I mentioned the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show. Mm-hmm. The Wisconsin Trap Shooting Association, they have both the high school clay shoot, and their shoot is coming up. Mm. Who am I missing?
Bluegrass at the Lake.
Bluegrass at the Lake.
I was waiting for this. Yeah, yeah.
The weekend before Cranberry Blossom Festival. Mm-hmm. And they are growing and becoming really, really popular, and it's very exciting to watch that.
Talk about that's something we've been really lucky. We've seen this from the start to where it is now. They've come on the air with us many times to talk about it, and it's so cool to see that event grow and get as big as it is, and hopefully get even bigger and be able to raise more awareness, more funds, and that. It's a great group of people. I have no doubt they'll be joining us as we lead up to that event. That's another good one. A lot to do this summer. A lot of fun things going on. Greatly appreciate this community and the work that you guys do and stuff. But one of the ways you show appreciation is volunteering, is helping out, is being an extra set of hands if needed. When it comes to these events, and if people see this stuff going on and they want to be a part of things, they want to volunteer, is that an option? Is that something they can do? And how would they do that?
Absolutely. We always welcome volunteers in any form, even an hour a month. But pick your favorite organization, work with animals or people or whatever your passion is. But giving a little bit of your time helps you feel good. It helps the community. It helps strengthen and build a community that people want to be in.
Mm-hmm. What are other ways people can help with any of the things we talked about today, or just stuff in the future?
General, just like reaching out. One of the things that we need people to do is to reach out to us and let us know what's going on. Let us know what their needs are. If we can't help you directly with that need for the event, the business promotion, whatever it is, we can certainly connect people to those resources and to those correct people. So, yeah.
When it comes to businesses kicking off new events or doing promotions or these kind of things, when it comes to acts coming to our area, it should be one of the first calls you make, reaching out to you guys, letting you know. Because one of the ways that you guys, keep this town so well informed, do a great job of promoting, do a great job of getting these things out there. And I got to say, the community does a really good job of spreading the word as well. We've got a real good town when it comes to that. So that part, I think we can all feel good about. We can all take a little bit of a victory lap on that. Mm-hmm. We've talked about a lot today. There's so much we haven't had a chance to talk about because we never have enough time. But if people do have follow-up questions, if there's people out there that have events that they want to highlight, any of these things, how can they reach you guys? Nathan, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so like I said, our website is visitwisrapids.com. That's visitwisrapids.com. Mm-hmm. That's the first place to look. If they're looking to contact us directly, our office phone number is 715-422-4650. And they can reach us that way. On our website, we also do have a contact us page if they need to get in touch with Meredith or I directly about marketing a certain event or whatever it is that we can help with. Our contact information and direct lines are listed there as well.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us, Nathan. It's been good to meet you.
Yeah, it's been great to have you.
Welcome to town. It's good to have you in town here.
Thank you.
Meredith, for you, is similar, people can reach you the same way?
Same way. Okay. Same exact way. We're here. We're available. We're on several social media outlets. We want to be available, so whatever works, reach out and let us know how we can help you.
You know how much I love talking to you, Meredith. Thank you so much for being here today and everything you guys do for the community. We greatly appreciate it. That website, again, is visitwisrapids.com. That's visitwisrapids.com. And if you're curious about Blossom Fest, you can go to blossomfest.com, all one word, blossomfest.com. These things have Facebook pages as well. Like those pages. Subscribe and support the work that is being done there. The only crux of this interview, Meredith, once again, no cranberry guy. I've got hard-hitting questions for cranberry guy. He's been dodging me, I think.
Yeah.
I got origin story questions. I want to know what he eats. I mean, I got a lot of questions for cranberry guy. Maybe next time.
We might have to bring cranberry guy these days. So thank you so much, James. We really appreciate this opportunity.
I do like the idea of cranberry guy being it here. Every time I ask a question, it's just silence. Like, nothing.
Right.
Like, there's just... it might not be the most entertaining interview, but it's something I want to do someday. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate you. I do want to send a big shout out to Pam Hilke and the fantastic scheduling job she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. And a big thank you to all of our guests this week on Morning Magazine. Can't do it without you. Thank you all for joining us. And thank you all to all the listeners for joining us. We got great weekend content coming up for you. Kristen Bry's around the corner and plenty more here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.